MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for high school football coverage on Canseland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Canseland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Canseland Radio.
And we welcome you to a Friday night of high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is week number 8, and that means one thing. It is the final week of the regular season in high school football. It is late October. The sun has set. Beautiful atmosphere tonight as we are outside the confines of Jefferson County North High School. It's a Northeast Kansas League showdown and also a district battle in Class 1A as JCN is playing host to number 2 ranked and undefeated Jackson Heights. A little bit about both of these teams. Again, Jackson Heights, the road team tonight, undefeated, number 2 ranking. They steamrolled Valley Falls in their game last week, 74-0. They led that game 26-0 at the end of the first quarter. They put up 60 in the first half. Cobras balanced on the ground, 270 yards, 6 different players finding the end zone for the Cobras. It was their 5th shutout of the season, and they have a staggering number here. They have outscored their opponents in 7 games, 400-15. They have been just dominant as any team in the classification. Now on the other side, Jefferson County North, again, they're coming off their best season in school history. They won 11 games, made a magical run to the Class 1A state championship, ultimately falling in the title game to Conway Springs, but they had a magical run, playoff wins against Troy, Centralia, Olpe, and then number 1 St. Mary's Colgan in the semifinals. And here in 2024, despite a loss last week to McLeod, they are 5-2 and trying to make some noise here to close out the regular season before the playoffs next week. JCN, they are 8-6 against Jackson Heights, dating back to 2004. The last meeting between these two teams was 2021. That was a JCN 8-7 win. Jackson Heights, they are looking for their first win over the Jefferson County North Chargers since a 36-8 final back in 2019. Coming up here on our pregame show, you'll hear my conversation with JCN football coach Jeff Schneider. We got a full house, full crew on hand, excited to bring you this final game of the regular season tonight as it's JCN hosting Jackson Heights. And our pregame continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us here on a KNZA, also on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. It's week 8, final week of the regular season here in high school football. Jefferson County North, they're hosting Jackson Heights here tonight. District championship implications are on the line. Again, Coach Schneider joining us here for a few minutes. We appreciate it very much. Coach, let's go back to last week, that game against McLeod, 30-14. McLeod gets the win. Just take us back to it. Just kind of the overall thoughts and takeaways from last week.
Well, a couple things. You know, we let them get off to a really good start. Opening kickoff went down inside the 25, so not where we'd like for them to be, obviously, in 4-down territory. They were able to convert, so we're chasing points there. Give up another score right before half, so we're down 14 going into half. And honestly, on the offensive side, as offensive play caller, we were not moving the ball as efficiently as what I'd hoped. Had a pretty decent drive and then ended in penalties and negative play. Kind of got out of it overall. So going into half, scoreless. I thought we fought back a little bit into the, but kept chasing points. kept climbing back in and didn't give up a touchdown. And then, you know, got back to where it was a one-possession game in the fourth, got them down to fourth down, hoping to get them off the field, and they hit us with a big, long touchdown run. So I like the way our guys competed. I'll say that. I thought, the two biggest things that you could look on the stat sheet and see that were hindrances to us was we had 10 penalties, 10 total penalties. That's way too many. Anytime you reach double digits in that, it's not a good thing for you. And then our biggest turnover differential of the year, we had 4 turnovers. Some of those come in situations where it was, basically mandatory passing downs. We were chasing points, that sort of thing. But, 4 turnovers is too many as well when you're trying to compete against a really good team. So, tip your hat to McCaw. We thought they were exactly what we saw in the film and what we talked about last week. Big offensive line and then skilled athletes in the backfield. So I like the way our guys competed, but we've got to limit mistakes and penalties.
Was that the best defense you've seen to this point?
I thought they're very physical. I thought very good defensively. More than anything, a couple of the really good athletes in positions where we just weren't always able to get them blocked. So, pretty good team overall.
Everybody's got certain goals and expectations going into a season. One of those is making the playoffs. And you guys sit here right now at 5-2. Despite the loss last week, you have secured a spot in the Class 1A playoffs. That will begin next week. We're still trying to determine some seeding here tonight, but obviously, just a big congrats to you, your coaches, your team. It's just got to feel good knowing you've checked off one of those boxes here in 2024.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's something we try to look at. You're taking the long game in the preseason. Obviously, you want to get into those top 4 seeds. So you have the potential to move on, and that's something we do pride ourselves on, absolutely. Also, being competitive in our league, that's another goal you want to put on the sheet every year. I think our league is really strong this year. I think we have some really good teams in it this year, and I think it's been that way for the last several. So, that's where we'd like to, we want to be able to compete in that aspect as well. So, we've done a lot of good things. I think roster-wise, us being a young team, I think we've made tremendous strides throughout the course of the year. So to be sitting here at 5-2 at this point, they're heading down, like I said, securing a playoff seed. We're pleased, but we're always trying to make sure that we are improving.
Well, let's talk about your opponent tonight, Jackson Heights. They are just a freight train right now. They have dominated their opponents, number 2 ranking in the state, 400-15. They have outscored their 7 opponents so far this year. Obviously, again, a district championship will be decided here tonight, but they have run through their opponents here in 2024, and it's just kind of hard to imagine just how dominant they actually have been this year.
Well, yeah, I think you could kind of see a little bit of it coming. We're sitting at the league meetings there at the end of the season the last couple of years, and you're looking back last year and heading into the season last year, we were bringing back a lot of juniors coming into their senior season who have been playing for us for a lot of years and a lot of experience, a lot of confidence. And then just, they were game savvy. And I think that's what Jackson Heights, how you could describe them this year as well, too. They've got a lot of guys on their roster, obviously a lot of upperclassmen. I think if I counted right, 18 or 19 juniors and seniors. And then guys have been playing several seasons for them. So I think when you get that experience underneath your belt, I think as you become older and more developed, I think it gains confidence. And then, they have some athletes. Like you said, they've got a good line up front. They've got skills all over the place that can run. And then, their system. I like a lot of things that they're running overall. So well coached. Been coaching against Coach Wick up there for a lot of years. And, he does a good job. He's very consistent.
As we mentioned, once again, they've been dominant on both sides of the ball. Is it going to be more of a challenge moving the ball against their defense or being able to stop their offense?
Well, probably relatively balanced overall. I think at any level of football, when you can have speed and athleticism in your back 7 on defense and in size up front and foot to the offensive side, when you have what I think is a veteran offensive line for them with size, and then you're getting those same skills, at your wide receiver, your running back, your quarterback position, I think it creates a tremendous balance. So I think it's very difficult to defend on both sides. So, it's been tough sledding for a lot of opponents they've had this year. We're going to do our best, absolutely, to make sure we are putting ourselves in the best position to compete. And, that's what we look for every game.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys for tonight's game.
Well, I'll go back to what we said we didn't do very well last week. We need to limit our penalties. We took away some possessions in extended drives. for our opponents. And then we got to make sure we don't turn the ball over nearly as much. You know, you're given extra opportunities and you're taking away snaps from yourself on the offensive side. So those have been two focuses we talked about during film. We tried to talk about during this week of prep. So those are the two keys for us.
That is Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us here on our pregame coverage. Chargers and Cobras getting set to kick it off here in just a little bit. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes. Good luck tonight.
All right. Hey, sounds good.
Another timeout. We go back live to the field and get you set for the kickoff. It's Jefferson County North in Jackson Heights, and it's coming your way next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton.
No, not that season. It's rebate season.
So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. Don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
Rebate offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the opening kickoff here, Jefferson County North and at Jackson Heights. The captains are on the field, and we are getting set for this one in the Northeast Kansas League, a 1A district bout as well. These are two very solid teams, and we got a full crew, full house here tonight. Want to give a shout-out over to Ray Penning. We got Zach Asheron as well here on the Cobra Channel. Don Wick is part of the broadcast team here tonight, and you are very familiar with this Cobras team, and they have been absolutely sensational here this season.
Yeah, it's been really, I hate to say it's unusual, but you'd have to say it's unusual because there's all kind of question marks as to are we that good or are these people just not that good. And they'll find out tonight, I think, quite a bit about themselves. They won the toss and deferred.
Jefferson County North will get the ball first. And speaking of the Chargers, they're coming off their best season in school history, but they lost a huge senior class. They got just a handful of seniors and juniors, but they are sophomore and freshman heavy. Doesn't mean they're all going to play, but kind of a new look team for Jeff Schneider and company, and yet they still sit here at 5-2.
That's the thing. When you do have a run like they had last year, you start to believe a little bit, and that really helps your young kids because they get to watch that. And everything that goes making a run to a state championship game. And I know Coach Wick said if the weather hadn't been the way it was down there, they very well may have been state champions.
Well, their playoff run was pretty sensational. They beat Troy, Centralia, Olpe, and then number one St. Mary's Colgan in the semifinals last year en route to that state title run, but losing to Conway Springs, who right now is the number one team in the classification. But the number two ranked team is Jackson Heights. Currently, the Cobras undefeated. Again, JCN will get the ball first here. It's a lot of green out here. Not just talking about the grass, but you got the home JCN green tops, black pants, all whites with the gold and green trim for Jackson Heights. But excited to bring this one to you. JCN, led by their junior quarterback, Will Elias. He's very good on the ground. He's the leading rusher, leading touchdown getter, and can still put it in the air a little bit as well. This is a JCN team averaging just shy of 28 points per game, but they're going up against a Jackson Heights defense that statistically is one of the best in the state. They got all-state caliber kids at all three levels.
Yeah, and I heard their coach talking, and he's right. You have to build a program. You live for a season when you have a senior, junior-dominated team, and especially at these small schools. I mean, and then you hope your young kids keep the fire and keep the program going, because that's what makes a program. One or two good years does not make a program.
Austin Zeller has it teed up for Jackson Heights in between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Cobras will kick off from left to right, which means the Chargers' first offensive possession will go from right to left. It's the final week of the regular season in high school football. Zeller puts a boot to it, and we are underway as JCN will bring out the return and get out near just shy of the 30 between the hash marks, and that's where JCN will begin their night at about their own 29-yard line.
Yeah, Austin Zeller hasn't been a really poor addition to that Jackson Heights team either. Kind of nice having that boy around.
And Zeller will obviously be a part on both sides of the ball. He's a very good defensive player on that defensive end spot. 6'4", 200-pound junior. JCN again, led by their quarterback, Will Elias. He has thrown for 452 yards, four touchdowns. He's the leading rusher, 877 yards and nine touchdowns. Merrick Knoll, another good running back. You'll hear his name a lot tonight. First snap of the game, it goes to Elias and the quarterback keeper left side. He is hit immediately and driven back. He might have got right back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard with forward progress. But Will Elias just 1 yard on the first carry of the game at second and nine.
J.W. Moore in the initial contact for the Cobras.
Boy, J.W. Moore, that is a name you're going to hear a lot as well. Elias and this team averaging 27.7 points per game. They lost to McClough last week, and they lost their opener to Moore Hill Mounts Academy. So they had a five-game win streak sandwiched in between it. They're now facing second down and nine. First drive of the game, second play of the game, man in motion. That is Christopher Knoll.
Quarterback again.
And they give it, of course, they keep it with Elias. He will be a heavy dose tonight. That's a good gain on second down. It'll bring up a much more manageable third down scenario as he crosses the 35, working that right side of the line, and it'll make it now a third down and three.
Jackson Heights has come out with two different defensive fronts already. They've been in a 4-3, now they're back into a 4.
Now, Coach Wick doing a sensational job with this group, and you mentioned a lot of seniors, a lot of juniors, and that's quite the near opposite of what JCN has. They do got a few seniors and juniors scattered, but they lost a huge senior class. Big third down here on the opening drive. Movement on both sides of the line, and there's the flag. JCN might have got caught off guard with the movements, and that's a big penalty here early on. Third and three to third and eight. That's certainly going to change up the playbook a little bit.
If it wasn't going up before, it may be going up now.
So that is, again, we talked to Coach Schneider in the pregame. He had 10, or said, that they had 10 penalties last week in their game against McClough and also four turnovers. So a recipe for not success, especially when you're playing a team the caliber of Jackson Heights. So a five-yard penalty. Now it is third and long.
All right, they come out trips left. Now the big tight end's going, he's going to reset. Now they're trips right. Twins over here to the left.
You mentioned Baker, the tight end. Here is a throwing opportunity for Elias. Has a receiver here in the flat. That is Brody Van Dyke. He breaks one tackle. But then Drake Melly's all over him at the 35, and he'll get three, maybe four, but it's going to bring up fourth down.
Nice play by Melly's. Good pass.
Not much going in the flat there.
Yeah, penalties hurt. Without the penalty, I believe that it got the first down on that play.
So just a few yards on that little wide receiver near side pass, and Melly's able to clean it up, and we're getting ready to see him lead the Cobras offense as JCN's going three and outs. Low snap on the punt, left-footed boot, bounces at the 40. Melly's eyeing it down. He picks it up at the 26, gets away from one. He's at the 35 and gets out of bounds at the 38. So around 12 yards on the return for Drake Melly's, and now he leads a Cobras offense that, again, has been sensational this season as he will lead the charge at quarterback.
Statistics are a little bit misleading for this team, too. When you listen after the ball games, and they talk about how many carries each individual has, and usually five or six carries is about it.
Well, Drake Melly's, he has rushed for 487 yards. This team averages over 10 yards per carry and 57.1 points per game. The first opportunity for number two-ranked Jackson Heights, near side hash. Play action, Melly standing tall, fires across the middle and incomplete. He had a wide open Austin Zeller, and that would have been a big chunk of yards into JCN territory instead at second and 10.
And should have been caught.
That was a good pass.
Yeah, Austin will tell you that. He should have caught that football.
Boy, Melly's looked so poised in the pocket. He's got a really good offensive line, three seniors, two juniors, good size. He had all sorts of time to make a great throw, but again, through the hands of Zeller, now second down and 10. 9:20 to go, first quarter, no score, first drive of the game for Jackson Heights. Melly's had over 1,800 scrimmage yards a year ago. Here's a handoff right side. This is Eisenbarth, and he's got a big run and still churning into JCN territory to the 40-yard line. It's a gain of 22 and a first down. That is a kid that I have been excited to see. I know he got caught with an injury in the Jamboree before the start of last season, and he has been a huge help back here, obviously with Mellies and Holiday, but both sides of the ball, Eisenbarth, he is averaging 14.7 yards per carry coming in. He takes that tote for 22 and a first down at the 40 of JCN. They got Mellies in the gun by himself. Now they run a little reverse to Eisenbarth, and he is gobbled up in the backfield and dropped for a big-time loss. Good pursuit by the JC in front, and that's going to be a loss of about four. Back to the 44.
Trevor Kelly was on the initial contact for JCN.
Kind of bumped him off the route there,
yeah.
And three more dark green jerseys came and finished him off.
Looks like that might have been that counter that they've been running so successfully, but you can't run a counter and you get defense gets penetration like that.
Clock on the move, not quite 4 minutes in. No score, first drive of the game for Jackson Heights. Second down and 13. Play action, he spins it. Mellies does in his hands. Another dart across the middle, incomplete. Had another man down the field, and it was Tegan Bauhey, the 5'10 junior. Boy, it could have been a walk-in touchdown, but just a little bit too much on that throw.
And it looked like he broke off the route a little bit.
So a big run on this drive by Eisenbarth, and then a big loss and an incomplete pass there. Again, makes it third down and 13. Just outside the JC and 40 with the ball closer to the near side hash. Big opportunity here for the Chargers on defense. They will split wide to the right. That's Ian Allen. Lone receiver right. Eisenbarth tucked up slot side right as well. And then two receivers out to the left side. Holiday, the lone running back, left side of Mellies on third and 13. They fake it to Holiday. Mellies breaking a couple tackles, trying to get outside the numbers, and he's somehow able to get positive yards. That could have been a 4 or 5 yard loss. He does get it across the 40, so it's going to be a fourth down scenario, about fourth and maybe seven or so, maybe six. Let's see the spot officially.
He did that all on his own.
So he gets inside the 40. It's fourth down. So JCN doing a nice job there to limit that carry. So it is going to be fourth down and about eight.
I think they're going for it.
So Mellies with 5 yards there. And early on in this game, we get our biggest play of the game. They'll go for it. Fourth down and eight inside the JCN 40-yard line. Ball left side hash, far side of the field. Trips tucked up right side. We get a whistle.
We got timeout JCN.
JCN, Jeff Schneider wants to take his first timeout. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, we're on the Cobra channel as well, courtesy of MSE Sports. Don Wick alongside Brandon Tabman with you. Appreciate everyone. Ray Penning in studio. We'll keep it right here. First time out of the game. Big opportunity for JCN to get off the field.
Yeah, now the interesting thing on that, the punt team ran out onto the field, turned right around, and ran back off. A lot of confidence in their defense.
Well, it's a Jackson Heights defense that has given 15 total points in seven games. So if you break it down in seven games, that is 2.1 points allowed per game. It is pretty staggering stuff, and not a lot of teams move the ball with success against that Jackson Heights defense as well. But this Chargers defense has been good, too. They only allow 15 points a game on that side of the ball.
Well, one thing that showed up already is how devastating a penalty can be.
That happened on the first drive for JCN, a false start. Put them back to third and long. They were unable to convert, had to punt, and now Jackson Heights facing fourth and eight from inside the JCN 40. Mellies in the gun by himself. They go trips right, two left. He will take a chest-high snap, immediately rolls right. He has some good time, now stops, fires, incomplete. And it's a turnover on downs. Ian Allen was the intended receiver. Fairly good coverage, but again a high throw, and that's a turnover on downs.
Not a bad pass, not a bad route. You know, the one thing I like about Mellies, there's a lot to like about him, but there's times, you know, he rolls like that, and he puts all kind of pressure on the corners because he could run the football.
Boy, all three, although they have been incompletions, they have been
ropes.
Nice, tight spirals.
They've been ropes.
So he starts 0 for 3. He had a carry of 5 yards, but JCN gets off the field. So both teams 0 for on their opening drives. JCN takes over, first and 10, shy of their own 40, moving right to left. Elias again will take the snap.
There's a counter.
They go right side, not much there. That was Merrick Knoll. He's had a great year, the sophomore running back, but he is going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. Looks like they maybe give him a half yard there, but not much. Call it second down and a long nine. Merrick Knoll, 90 carries coming in. That was his 91st carry, 582 yards and 7 touchdowns. Not a lot of seniors, again, on this roster, but they did lose Eli Weiser at the beginning of the season back in week two. He was having a great start through the first couple games, and that's another body that JCN would like to have out there. Here's another running play between the tackles, and again, not much. Forward progress to the 40, maybe the 41. Another third and long scenario coming up here as Noel again got two, maybe one, but again, not much. They do get him to the 40. And it's going to bring up third down and a long seven, short eight. JCN trying to avoid going three and outs in their first two drives of the game. They got Baker, the tight end, tucked up left side. A receiver split far side right. Elias will fake. Standing in the pocket. He wants a shot. It is in the air for a long time. Coming back, tipped and incomplete. It was in and out of the hands of Christopher Knoll. It would have been a big play inside the Jackson Heights 30-yard line, but instead, a couple of white jerseys there to disrupt that pass, and it's incomplete, fourth and eight.
I know Ian Allen was in on that. The wide receiver did a nice job. You see this every Sunday. He came back to the football.
And he got his hands on it.
He did.
But again, a couple of white jerseys there disrupting that play. So another opportunity for JCN going by the wayside after forcing Jackson Heights to turn it over on down. So back-to-back punts to start, three and out the variety, and a pretty good punt here, and it's dropped, but picked up by Mellies, and then gets away from a tackle. He's got room to the outside, 35-40, 45 near midfield, past midfield, and down to the 48 of JCN.
And an official got laid out at the 45.
And an official's getting helped up at the 45-yard line by Kate Holliday. But great punt return there by Drake Mellies. So he is doing it in all three phases here early on. And Jackson Heights has it first and 10 at the JCN 48-yard line.
A lot of times when you have a little muff like that, the defenders kind of focus to the ball and you get big plays off of that.
One of the JCN Chargers had him by the shoestrings,
yeah,
but just couldn't quite get him down. Second drive for Jackson Heights. No score, about halfway into this opening quarter. Far side hash, lays the rock. Here's the snap, option right. Instead, Mellies keeps it himself. He's got room, shimmying, jumps a man at the 40, and is spun down shy of the 35. I think they mark him down at the 37, but that's a gain of 11 yards and a first down. Well, you see the athleticism by the quarterback in Drake Mellies.
You look at this defense that JC ends in. They've got three deep in the secondary, and I don't know, maybe running the football is going to be the plan of attack tonight.
Well, the chain gang is yet to move, and referee has to stop the play to get the chain gang figured out on the far side of the field because they're still in the original mark. It was enough for a first down. It was a gain of 11 yards, and now the chain gang on the move. And it's first and 10 at Jackson Heights, near side hash inside the JCN 40 at the 38-yard line.
You know, those guys do a good job because, you know, they don't move till they're told to move.
They're just waiting to be told.
Yeah, that's right. And I bet you that linesman hadn't said anything to him.
Fair enough. Ball near side hash. Shotgun set here for Mellies. Here is Holliday, left side give. And he is churning his way through a couple of bodies inside the 35. Good first down run to the 34 for about a gain of four.
Heston was on the stop for JCN. It's tough going in there.
Knox Heston, a freshman. You're going to see a lot of freshmen and sophomores mixed in out here for this Chargers team that lost about as many seniors as really any team in the area last year. They lost a huge senior class. But again, picking up with a, despite the loss last week, coming in with a record of 5-2. So Holliday for four, second down and six, inside the 35 of JCN. Ball between the hash marks. Mellies again in the shotgun set, staggered stance. He'll take off to the left side and spin through a defender. He's hit by Christopher Knoll and dropped, but not before he's going to get enough for another Jackson Heights first down. He needed six. He got about nine. Drake Mellies, he's had some big games this year. He's also had a couple big carries here tonight, 11 yards. That one for about nine, and just outside the 25, first and 10. Ball on the far side hash. Jackson Heights trying to get on the board first. Clock moving at 4.5 minutes left here in the opening frame. They got three running backs, a more tight set here for the Cobras. Mellies takes the snap. They go to Eisenbarth.
It is.
He breaks one, gets outside the numbers, and scampers to the end zone for a touchdown. So he breaks a tackle, right past the line of scrimmage and darts straight diagonal left towards the pylon, and nobody caught him the rest of the way, and Jackson Heights gets on the board with a 26-yard touchdown by Titus Eisenbarth.
Well, they came out old school. They were in the bone. Well, it's not actually a bone. It's an inside belly they run, but you're right. They had the three fullback, two running backs, belly off the fullback. Eisenbarth takes it in for six.
And now an opportunity for an extra point here. They will go for the one. Jackson Heights striking first here on their second drive, and that kick is up and good. A couple of good runs by Drake Melly, setting up Titus Eisenbarth on a 26-yard scamper. That is his team-leading 13th rushing touchdown of the year. 7-0 Jackson Heights. We'll step aside for a timeout. 4:17 to go in the first quarter. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jackson Heights taking advantage of the short field. A 48-yard touchdown drive capped off by a run from Titus Eisenbarth that went in from 26 yards out. Extra point good. 7-0 Cobras here. And our drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire.
That was a nice drive. You know, both teams just trying to find their way a little bit here, I think. Trying to take advantage of what the defense is giving them.
JCN will get the ball for a third time. They have gone three and outs on their first two drives. They forced the Cobras into a turnover on downs, and the second drive for Jackson Heights found pay dirt. Here's the return by
Noel.
Christopher Noel, and he is bottled up at about the 30. And that's where JCN takes over, down 7-0. Well, Jackson Heights with a win tonight, securing the district championship. Regardless, JCN is in the playoffs, but still trying to fight through some seeding here. McLouth, right now with a win tonight, could earn that number two seed, and depending on what Onega does tonight, JCN trying to at least hang on potentially to that three seed if they were to lose.
You know, those guys have it all figured out, and I don't know how they can figure it out.
He caught it. Kind of an awkward exchange there, and he's fortunate it wasn't a turnover. It will turn into a loss of about three. But, yeah, it popped right out of his hands. And, again, you'll take the loss 2 yards instead of a turnover, but it's going to bring up second down and 12. So behind the sticks, and that is not something you want to do against this Jackson Heights Cobras defense, is get behind the sticks early. But second and 12, here is Elias. Play action, right side pass.
Ooh, almost a great one-handed catch.
It falls incomplete, and Wyatt Burke, the senior, the intended receiver, and now it's going to bring up third and 12. That's the second pass attempts for Elias in this opening quarter. 7-0 Jackson Heights, 3-3-3 showing on the clock here in this first period. The Chargers have just not been able to get much moving on offense. In danger of going three and out for a third consecutive possession. See what they can dive into the playbook here. Now we talk about the youth. 32 total players on the roster. 4 seniors, 4 juniors, 9 sophomores, and 15 freshmen.
I know they've got good young kids.
This is a building process. Elias back to pass across the middle of the field, and it's caught by Baker for a first down and more. And the ball pops out, but JCN recovers. Wow, what a play. Near disaster again, but a huge pass play all the way inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. It's a gain of 28.
Jackson Heights has a player down.
Oh, and that's J.W. Moore. That is not what you want to see. He is a first-team all-league selection, all-state caliber, and coach is helping him up. Just hoping that he is okay, but a big third down conversion there of 28 yards.
When the quarterback rolls out, the D-backs have to decide what are they going to do. Are they going to cover? Are they going to come up and put an attack on the quarterback.
That was the seventh catch of the season for the tight end, Andrew Baker. And again, right at the last second, that ball pops out.
Yeah.
Fortunate that his teammate was there to recover. And now JCN has a little bit of momentum on offense. Their first down of the game. First and 10 at the Jackson Heights 44. Trailing 7-0. High snap, option left. Oh, and he decides to not pitch, and he took a beating there by Eisenbarth, and also Tegan Bauhey also in there on the delivery, and it's a loss at 2. Boy, that was a vicious hit.
That was a hit.
Option left, and thinking he was maybe going to fake out the defenders, he did not. Second down and 12. For the first time tonight, JCN in Jackson Heights territory. Once again on first down, falling behind the sticks. Second and 12, 45-yard line. Ball between the hash marks, shaded a little more to the left.
Screen.
They want to run a screen. They dump it across the middle and into a lot of traffic. It's caught. A late flag is thrown. It was caught by Merrick Knoll.
I wonder if we got a rough in the passer.
It was from the near side official after the screen was completed, and he just kind of dropped the flag.
Might have been receiver or lineman.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Let's see if that's the call. The screen pass got him inside the 40 to the 39, so it was roughly 6 yards.
Yep, illegal receiver downfield.
And another crucial penalty there for JCN. So
I believe that's lost a down, too, isn't it?
That'll back him up near midfield.
Nah, still second.
It'll still be second down, but, yeah, they lose 5. So from second and 12 to second down and 17. So second and 17 at midfield. A couple of penalties here in this opening quarter. 2:12 left in the frame. 7-0 Jackson Heights. JC in their third possession of the night. Elias. Takes the snap, stutters a little bit, takes off, puts it up, near side run, 45-40, down the sideline, 35, and out at about the 30-yard line. 20 yards and a first down for Will Elias. Much needed. Shot in the arm there for JCN's offense.
You got a quarterback that is a threat to do. We got two quarterbacks tonight that are obviously a threat to carry the football.
Yeah, Will Elias, the leading ball carrier for this JCN team, came in at 877 yards. He's surely on pace for the 1,000-yard total. And that one, he's had runs of 20. His longest run, he also had that big pass completion of 28 yards to Baker. Another Elias run. He's hit the line of scrimmage and dropped. Momentum takes him forward inside the 30 to about the 27-ish yard line, so 2, maybe 3. And officially a 2-yard, maybe 3-yard pickup there.
And again, his big gains have came off of what I think were determined, should have been pass plays. And he's kept the ball.
Well, they converted that big third and long, and then that big run of 20 was on second and 17. If you're Jeff Schneider, you probably don't want it to work out that way, but they're making big plays here on this drive. A right side screen. This one is caught by Van Dyke, and that gets blown up quickly. That ball was in the air a long time from the left hash to the far side of the field on a screen. Jackson Heights read that about as perfect as you could, and that is a loss of about 3. So now it is 3rd and 11.
Another big third down.
They've converted some long downs here so far, but now again in Jackson Heights territory, outside the 30, it's going to bring up 3rd down and 12. Third down and 12 yards to go. Under a minute to go in this opening quarter. Jackson Heights leading 7-0. Elias standing, has time. He takes a shot near side in the end zone, incomplete. Double covered. Christopher Knoll, the sophomore, the intended receiver, but two white jerseys right in the vicinity, and it's 4th down and long.
Yeah, it was Allen and Nellie's on the coverage. You could see that set up, and good coverage.
Jackson Heights not falling for it. So now, if you are JCN, you have it at the Jackson Heights 31, but now facing 4th down and 12. 25 seconds to go here in the quarter. 7-0 Jackson Heights. They will go for it. Fourth down and 12. Trips left to right. Elias in the gun by himself. Chest high snap. Spins it in his hands. Rolling to his left. And he gets hit. And he is sacked. He is sacked by Austin Zeller all the way back to the 45. And it's a turnover on downs. That is the third sack of the season for the 6'4 junior defensive end.
Now, the thing about that, they did not let the quarterback, they did not lose contain on the quarterback.
Now that just gives Jackson Heights a little bit better field position there. And Jackson Heights with a 7-0 lead at their own 44-yard line. 7-0 Cobras, they take it over with 19 seconds left in the frame. Ball closer to the near side hash. Play action. They throw a dart outside the numbers. And a good pitch and catch. First
Zeller.
Down run and a lot more. Zeller down the sideline.
Oh,
and
he stepped out of bounds.
Stepped out of bounds at about the 20, maybe the 19-yard line.
Looks like a little bit of self-tackleization.
That is a gain of 37 yards. Since he stepped out of bounds, there's still time. And for Zeller, his 21st, or I should say, that's his carries, but not used a lot in the passing game, and now a big run that should end out the quarter. That's going to be a first down.
Zeller again.
Boy, give it to the hot hand inside the 20 to the 19.
And again, that was old school. That was back in the, we used to call it the Barta bone.
So big plays back-to-back by Austin Zeller, and Jackson Heights threatening as we end the first quarter. Cobras leading 7-0. Over Jefferson County North. We're back for quarter number two action right after this.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank. Putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com. Or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second quarter action here at Jefferson County North, just outside the high school. Cobras driving here, trying to extend on a 7-0 lead. They've had back-to-back big plays by Austin Zeller. Carried it over from his sack on defense just a bit ago, and Cobras are cooking now in the red zone, first and 10 at the 19.
Might be time for Eisenbarth.
And they do go to Eisenbarth, who does have the first touchdown or the lone touchdown, and he spins his way through a couple of green jerseys down to about the 12 for a good first down gain of about 7 yards.
I made a comment last week that he runs like the Tasmanian devil, and I don't know if anybody understood what I meant.
Oh, I understand completely. He was spinning through some tackles there.
He's going
3.
He's going 10 different ways at once.
Another tight set here. Multiple bags.
They
go to Eisenbarth right up the middle. He lowers his shoulder. He gets to the goal line, and he is just shy of the end zone by about a yard. Maybe not even that, but that is a gain of 11. Now it's going to bring up first down and goal at the 1 yard line. So Eisenbarth has runs of 22, 26, and that one goes for 11. He is having a good first quarter.
Now they're back in the bone.
I'd say feed the big fellow once again. Instead, they go to
Holiday, and we fumbled.
Oh, boy, does JCN have the ball? No one really pointing in a direction.
Did they stop the clock? I don't think they stopped the clock, did they?
They blew the, or might have been blown dead. All right, so never mind. I guess that's a no play. All right, we'll try this again. At the 1 yard line. 11:13 to go until half. Clock moving. 7-0 Jackson Heights, but threatening to find the end zone again. Running out, Sir Peak, a sophomore. Getting the play to his quarterback, Drake Mellies. Nellie's had the big pass completion to Zeller of 37 yards in that first quarter, but Mellie's outside of that, relatively quiet. It's been Eisenbarth who's been handling the rock. And speaking of Mellie's right side run, he needed one. He got it just enough and finds the end zone for the touchdown. So Drake Mellie's adds to his totals. Touchdown number 8 on the ground and 13-0 now Jackson Heights.
Again, JCN had nice penetration that time. Nellie's ran where he was not supposed to run, but good running backs do that. He found the hole.
So a 1-yard run caps off a 56-yard drive. And the extra point put down. Right foot through, and it's good. 14-0 Jackson Heights, 10:43 to go in the first half. We'll step aside for a timeout. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs, we excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
56-yard touchdown drive capped off by a 1-yard run from Cobra's quarterback Drake Mellies, his 8th rushing touchdown of the year. 14-0 Jackson Heights here at JCN. The drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. JCN had some momentum on their last drive. They want to try to at least continue that and obviously try to get some points on the board.
Well, I think they obviously need to keep throwing the football if they want to stay in the ballgame. They have, you know, the runs they've had have been, it looked to me like the play was destined to be a pass. Pass is covered up. Quarterback keeps it. We pooch it.
Pooch kick is caught in the fair catch by Noel at about the 41, maybe the 42. So JCN's got good field position here, but now down 2 scores. It's a very good Jackson Heights team, and looks like right about the 42-yard line. So JCN, their 3 drives to this point, punt, punt, and a turnover on downs. Junior quarterback Will Elias trotting out there to get the 1st and 10 play call in. Again, it feels like more times than not so far here in this first half that JCN on 1st down find themselves losing yardage and then finding themselves in 2nd and long. They got to get some positive yards here on 1st down. Left side hash, ball is placed, high snap, and another fumble, and it's recovered by JCN.
Right.
Boy, we've seen that, what, 3 times now. JCN having a little trouble toting the rock, and that's going to lose a couple of yards back to the 41-yard line, 2nd down and long.
Just a really poor exchange.
That has been an issue here so far in the first half for the Chargers. Again, you mentioned, or if you heard it in the pregame, Jeff Schneider, JCN coach, said they had 4 turnovers in their game last week, and they've been fortunate to cover a couple of these fumbles up, but they cannot keep relying on their own team recovering their own fumble.
Yeah, they lose the down, they lose yardage.
2nd down and 12, option left, late pitch, Noel with a behind-the-back kind of catch, and he's able to at least get a yard. Well, that pitch again, it was kind of a late pitch, but kind of caught at the hip by Noel. And now 3rd down and 11 after a gain of just 1.
Very, very difficult team to run the ball against. I think you're going to have to see the ball go up.
Jackson Heights allowing just 52 rushing yards per game. That is not a lot. And just 77 total yards they give up per game. As stout as they come. Another 3rd and long. They dump it here. Noel has a little bit of room in the flat. 3 white jerseys converging. He lowers the shoulder. He's going to be shy of the 1st down. He'll get positive yards to about the 47.
That was a nice play. Back comes out in the flat. Wide receivers clear the zone out, and he's wide open.
But
4th down.
4th down.
Yeah.
Down 14-0. You're just shy of midfield, and it looks like they're going to punt it away. So, again, unable. They've had a couple of crucial penalties here early. Of course, fumbles putting them behind the sticks.
Nice kick.
Another pretty good kick, and it's dropped by Mellies. Ball's on the turf, and he picks it up on the run. Goodness. Down the sideline, 35-40, and up near midfield. He gets across midfield to the 47. Wow.
How many times has the ball been on the ground?
Five. Probably five times.
And the other, and the fumbling team has recovered.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time so far. I'm sure these coaches are wringing the playbook in their hands thinking, what are we doing? So they officially move it back to the 50. So that is a big time return. He picked it up off the bounce in motion. And now Jackson Heights with a 14-0 lead right at midfield, now moving from right to left. And 14-0 Jackson Heights, 9:03 to go until halftime. Touchdown runs by Mellies and Eisenbarth here in the first half. They fake it
Mellies
left. It's Mellies
keeper.
Again. He's got a good lane here to the outside. 40, hit, dropped at the 36 for a gain of 14. He's dropped by Brody Van Dyke, but again, another big gain on first down.
You got a quarterback, and both teams do. You have a quarterback that can carry the football. You got four backs back there that can do a lot of damage.
Well, we haven't seen much of Cade Holiday for Jackson Heights. He's one of the top ball carriers, but he's only got one carry here in the first half. Again, it's been Mellies and Eisenbarth kind of leading the charge here in this game tonight so far. Also, Austin Zeller's made some big plays. Here's a play action. Rolling right. Pass across the middle of the field. Incomplete. That was Zeller across the middle of the field, but kind of just watched it sail over his head and incomplete.
Yeah, I don't know who that was to.
Zeller kind of looked around and was like, I'm not sure if...
I think Ian Allen ran a go or a wheel route out and up down the sidelines, and he wasn't open.
I will say this. The few times that Mellies is dropping back, he is certainly having as much time as he needs to throw the football.
Now we're old school again. They're back in the bone.
Three down.
And we fumble again.
Boy, it almost looked like a couple of linemen maybe jumped before the snap, but the snap has just dropped, and it's going to be another one on the turf, and all of a sudden it's third and 10.
There's a lot of things happening tonight we haven't seen happen all year.
That's probably the sixth fumble, but yet no turnovers. So now third down and 10. It's at the 35-yard line of Jefferson County North. 14-0 our score. Jackson Heights with the ball. But again, third down and long here. Two wide receivers each side. Holiday, sidecar right. Eisenbarth in motion. They make it to Eisenbarth.
Mellies
again. He gets outside the hash marks, outside the numbers, down the right sideline. He is scampering towards the end zone, and he finds the end zone for a 36-yard touchdown run on third and 10. And it's a 20-0 Cobras lead.
Very well blocked on that right side. Of course, you fake off of Eisenbarth, and somebody's got to pay attention to him.
My goodness. It almost looks like he's effortlessly running fast.
And he's got another gear, it looked like, on that one.
So they will try to add to it. Second touchdown run here in the half by Mellies. Again, 36 yards on
John,
the scamper there.
John Ludwig for the point after.
Two for two so far. Makes it three for three. Three for three, now 25 of 27 on the year for Ludwig on PATs. And Jackson Heights now rolling 21-0 here, 7:32 to go until halftime. Take a quick timeout, and we're back right after this.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank, and I'm an ag loan officer. An ag line of credit from Farmer State Bank here in Houlton provides working capital when you need it most, whether it be for equipment repairs, fuel expenses, seed, fertilizer, feed, labor, and other ag input costs, harvest expenses, and more. We're here to help. Give us a call at Farmer State Bank, ask for Rod Whitmer, and we'll get you started.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On third and 10, Drake Mellies, 36-yard scamper, finding his way into the end zone. Second time tonight. Extra point good. Cobras leading now 21-0 here at Jefferson County North. Drive summary again brought to you by Wilson Tire. Got Don Wick alongside, Ray Penning in studio. Asheron and Zach here with the Cobra Channel. Appreciate it very much. And Brandon Tadman here as well. Undefeated Jackson Heights. Continuing their dominant run here through the regular season, leading now 21-0. Still 7.5 minutes to go in the half. JCN has really had not much doing on offense here in the first half, and they will start at about their own 32-yard line. The touchdown drives for Jackson Heights, they have had good field position on all three. The first one, they were at the JCN 48, and the next one, they were at their own 44, and then that last one started at midfield. So they have had short fields on these touchdown drives, and they are starting to capitalize and find some momentum here. 21-0 our score, clock under seven minutes moving here until halftime. JCN from left to right. It'll be an end around here.
Ooh.
Not much. Kate Holliday on the hits and Christopher Knoll on the carry to about the 35 for a minimal gain. Second down and eight coming up.
Once again, it was pretty well blocked, but Holliday closes so fast.
Holliday, 5'11", senior linebacker. 23 tackles, couple of forced fumbles. Interception and a tackle for loss. A little bit of everything on the defensive side. Austin Zeller had a sack in the first quarter. Lines up on the right side of the D-line. Second down, 8 yards to go for JCN. Elias back to pass. Baker here, near side catch across the 40. Hit by three white jerseys and forced out of bounds at the 42, and that's close to a first down. Nice little simple out route by big number 87. Looks like maybe a yard shy of the first down. But positive yards and not finding yourselves behind the sticks. That's been an issue tonight for JCN, but that time it'll bring up a much more manageable. Nope, they're going to say first down, so just enough. So Elias completes the pass. Andrew Baker, his second catch tonight. First one went for 28 yards. That one goes for 9. First down, 6 minutes to go here. 6:06 to be exact until halftime. Clock back on the move, but JCN a first down here. First and 10, it's at their own 43. Jackson Heights leading 21-0. Two rushing touchdowns by Drake Mellies. Also a rushing touchdown by Titus Eisenbarth. Ball on the near side hash. Chargers from left to right operating here in the second period. Bunched up, couple receivers near side right. They fake it. Here's Elias. He slips and falls. Tried to cut from left to right, but just slipped in the grass and he's fell forward for about a yard. Second down and 9 coming up. If you can somehow work a drive that takes 5 minutes and 20 seconds and you can find some points and not allow Jackson Heights to get it back at any point in the second quarter, that's probably what you would like.
Yeah, even if they don't get points.
Well, JCN got the ball first, so Jackson Heights will get the second half kickoff.
Well, I wouldn't lose number 87. Baker's the dude out there.
A big body tight end, couple of big catches tonight. Elias rolling to his right here on second and 9, dumps it across the middle, and that is incomplete. They say Christopher Knoll was out of bounds when he made the catch, and that would have been enough for a first down. Instead, incomplete, third down and 8.
Pressure that time by the defensive front for the Cobras.
Well, you look at their starting four up front with Zeller, Hunt, Gulotta, Sir Peak also in there. Those are 6'4", 6 foot, 6'1". Good athletes up there. All three levels for the Cobras. Third down and 9. Under 5 minutes to go here until halftime. Another big third down here for the Chargers. They dump it down here at about midfield, forced out of bounds by Holliday. For correction, that was Titan Eisenbarth. So a pitch and catch of 6 yards.
Last time they completed that pass, number 7 was taken out of the game and was, I think he had a coaching moment, and now he was back in, and they complete just about the same pass again.
So it's officially a 7-yard completion. It's going to bring up 4th down and 1 at the 49 of Jackson Heights. JCN's going to burn their second timeout. And our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 4:43 to go in the half, 21-0. What's kind of stood out to you here so far in this game?
Well, you know, just like last week, it looks like the Heights may be a little susceptible to the pass. And, you know, it's right now it's 5-6 yards. It's going to be hard to beat them, not getting any bigger gains on that. But, you know, you're leaving notes. Every game you leave a note for a upcoming opponent to put down, put in a book. hey, I think we can throw these guys. I think we can throw these quick outs and march the ball right down the field. The biggest thing you can do is keep that offense off the field. And they've had some problems tonight, but three scores, you know, and they don't get turned away very often.
Not very often. And Jefferson County North, they've had a couple big plays offensively, but you look at some of the numbers, again, for this Jackson Heights defense, opponents are only converting 9.7% of third downs. I mean, that just seems ridiculous. They forced 10 turnovers. They're giving up just 4 first downs per game. JCN has moved the sticks a few times, but right now facing 4th down and 1, they really need to have this one. Run play right side. It's going to be a first down and a little bit more inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. That is a big run for Merrick Knoll. Much needed. A big 4th down conversion for Jefferson County North to the 38. So a gain of 11 there for Merrick Knoll. That was by far and away his biggest run tonight.
Jackson Heights loaded the box, too. Here he goes again.
They do a little hurry up there, and not much this time. Tegan Bauhey, the first to apply the pressure and hit. And shy of the 35, a gain of about 1, maybe 2. Under 4:20 to go here in the half. Clock moving. So 2 yards there. They went right back to Knoll. And trying to utilize this time Jackson Heights. They still have all 3 of their timeouts. JCN has 1 remaining. So second down, call it a short 8, just shy of Jackson Heights' 35. Chargers from left to right, trailing 21-0. Elias, quick hitter, left side. Eisenbarth rips him down for a loss. Threw it to the freshman, Brody Van Dyke. His 11th catch, or correction, make it 12th catch now on the year. And the 2 or 3 yards that Knoll got on first down instantly lost on the screen pass. And again, Titus Eisenbarth with a heck of an individual effort. It's a loss of 3.
That looked like it should have been there. The corner was lined up, head up on the split end. The safety was 12 yards into the backfield, defensive backfield. And it sure looked like that play would have gone. But again, the closing speed's all the difference in the world.
Third down and 10. Elias getting a little bit of pressure. Oh, boy, and he is thrown down for a sack.
Sir Peek,
how about it? Been begging to call his name. He's on the all-name team. The sophomore Sir Peek with the sack. That takes JCN all the way back to the 49. That is a loss of 13 yards.
And force another punt.
And I think we get a timeout for Jackson Heights. They'll burn there first, so we'll step aside as well. We'll take a 30. We're back right after this here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, both sides of the ball has been good for Jackson Heights here in the first half. They lead at Jefferson County North 21-0, and now after a big sack by Sir Peek. Yeah, that's right, Sir Peek, the sophomore, 6'1 defensive end, gives JCN now a 4th down and 23 back at their own 49. Jackson Heights with a couple of timeouts and just under 3 minutes to go will get the ball back and try to add to this 21-0 lead.
Now let's hope we handle this punt.
We have seen about 6 or 7 fumbles that have been picked up by the team that has fumbled it.
That's going to go out of bounds.
That was a punt to the left side and out of bounds. Let's see where the officials mark this one at. It looks to be around
35?
The 35-yard line. Jackson Heights getting it back. After another JCN punt, their own 35, they have scored on their last 3 offensive possessions. So they are 3 for 4. They had to punt, or correction, they turned it over on downs. Jackson Heights did on their first drive, but since then, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. And now they have 3 minutes, 2 timeouts, and a 21-0 lead at their own 35. Mellies, Eisenbarth, and Zeller have all made big plays here, and now Mellies again with a big run near
nice
side.
Nice block by Holiday.
He's at midfield, and he stiff-arms a man out at the 45.
Running out of bounds.
16 and 5, that's 21 yards.
Gets the clock stopped. 2:44 to go till halftime.
It just seems so effortless sometimes with Mr. Mellies.
That time he did a really nice job of reading his blocks.
Yeah, he called out that great block here on the near side and freeing him up for maybe 10 more yards. Just like that, one play, 21 yards to the 45 of Jefferson County North. 21-0 Jackson Heights trying to add here. Man in motion, and they do toss it to Zeller, and this time it's read well, but a flag coming in late.
I think we got a hold against Jackson Heights.
Right on the tackle, and it is a hold against Jackson Heights. That's their first penalty tonight.
That was pretty obvious.
It was read well by JCN. And at this point, JCN will take all the yardage for Jackson Heights in the opposite direction anytime they can get it. Because the last three drives, Jackson Heights, they have been able to move the ball. But now it'll drop him back to first down and 20, back to the 45 of the Cobras. 2:38 left in the first half. Clock on the move, 21-0 Jackson Heights. First and 20 at their own 45. They will spread him out. Mellies in the gun by himself. Two left, three right. Offensive line checks down. Man in motion, that is Zeller. They fake it to him this time. Mellies back to pass, deep down the middle of the field, and a near one-handed catch was made, but it's incomplete. Holy moly, that was to Titus Eisenbarth, and he had a couple of steps on the defender, maybe 2 inches less off that pass. Could have been a walk-in touchdown.
Yeah, if he catches that one, that's a highlight reel.
Boy, he almost snagged it and reeled it in with the right hand, but that was a high-difficulty play. Heck of a throw, but incomplete. They took a shot. Now it's second down and 20 at the 45. Clock stopped at 2:17. They will send Austin Zeller, lone receiver, near side left. Man in motion to the right side. That is Sir Peak. Mellies, right side run. Gets past the initial line. 50, 45, down the sideline. Good run. And he'll get... where they mark him out at about the 40. So he gets about 15 and a much more manageable third down coming up.
And again, he runs out of bounds, stop the clock, save the timeouts.
I feel like he knows exactly what he's doing.
Just I think
seems
he
like
does
he's,
too.
He's got a very good IQ.
He's got a high football IQ, that's for sure.
So the 15-yard scamper, third and five now at the 40 of Jefferson County North. Still plenty of time, 2:11 to go in the half. Cobras again leading 21-0. Mellies, chest-high snap, standing in the pocket, surveying the defense, rolling right,
keeps it himself.
And needed five. It looks like he got seven down the right sideline. Points in the direction of a first down, and it looks like he's got it.
There's so much pressure on the secondary with a quarterback that rolls. Is he going to keep it? Is he going to throw it? How should we play this? That happened earlier against Heights. They came up, and he dumped over the top, and it's tough.
That's got to hurt JCN. They had him back to second and 20. Melly scrambles for 15 to make it third and five, and that time he goes for about seven for the first down. So now a fresh set with 2:04 remaining in the half. Ball inside the 35 of the Chargers. Chargers showing blitz. Back off a little bit. Melly's has some time. Now he stutters, rolling to his right, and he throws it away. Or no, towards the sideline, a late flag is in. It's incomplete. I thought he was just throwing it away, but there was a receiver over there. It was Ian Allen and out of his hands, but a late flag again, so let's see.
You'd have to say it's a hold, but where he threw the flag, I didn't see any defensive player. Of course, it could have been before that, too.
I've never seen an official just casually drop a flag like that one right there.
Yeah.
Just kinda
no, he's going to wave it off.
Okay, so
yeah.
Not sure what they were looking for, but there is no penalty. So after the incomplete pass, second down and 10 at the 35 with 1:56 to go.
You also have to think that JCN is doing a pretty good job in the secondary.
Yeah, Mellies, he's only completed one pass in this first half. Granted, it was 37 yards to Zeller, but Outside of that, I believe he is about 1-for-6.
And there were a couple others that should have been completed.
Yeah, for sure. There were a couple drops on that first drive. But second down and 10 at the 35. Jackson Heights will throw a pitch here near side. It is Zeller again.
Oh, nice
makes
move.
A great move. 25-20 down the left sideline. Cuts it back inside. Gets through two more defenders and finds the end zone for a touchdown on a simple screen here to the near side. It's Mellies to Zeller. And that's touchdown number 7 for Zeller here on the year.
I believe that was 35 yards, if I had the marker right.
That is correct. And on, man, just right before the half, getting great blocks downfield, making cut moves inside the 10. Zeller gets on the board with his second big catch here tonight. This one finds the end zone, 27-0 Cobras. And Ludwig will go 4-for-4 on extra points as he boots that one through. 1:46 to go in the half. Cobras in control here at JCN. They lead it 28-0. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the longest drive that resulted in a touchdown for Jackson Heights, that covered 65 yards, and Drake Mellies now doing it in the air. 35-yard pass just on a simple screen to the near side to Austin Zeller. He did the rest of the work, finding Pater. 28-0 Jackson Heights, 1:46 to go until halftime.
JCN, there's times you know they got to think we got them right where we want them. You know, it doesn't seem to make any difference. They pick up first downs. It doesn't matter how many they need.
And Jackson Heights started that drive with a holding penalty, so they started behind the sticks. But again, they ultimately do find the end zone as Jefferson County North will have it at about their own 25, maybe the own 26 after that kickoff there.
Jackson Heights has kicked off about 4 or 5 different ways tonight, if you've noticed that.
We've seen a couple pooches. We've seen a deep kick, changing it up a little bit.
I mean, they used to try to hang one up in front of the backs, the deep backs, over the head of the up backs, and they've recovered a lot of kicks that way. But then, if you don't, you give up good field position
right.
to their team.
So JCN has a 1:43 left here in the half, trailing 28-0. See how aggressive they get here. Right side option. Elias decides to keep it himself and falls forward for a couple of yards. I feel like there's been a couple times he's run the option, has had a good look at a pitch, but has decided to keep it. And instead of maybe getting a few more yards on it with the pitch, keeps it himself, and that time a minimal gain of about 1 or 2. A timeout call. Jackson Heights will burn it at 1:29 to go after the 2-yard gain. We'll keep it right here. Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online, rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in northeast Kansas. Hard to believe, final week of the regular season. It goes by quick.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, and weather's been fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad we're in here. Here you are in shorts.
That's okay. We're doing okay. We're hanging in there. This is perfect weather for me, brother.
This is football weather.
Yeah. Cool night. Late October. Both these teams in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And Jackson Heights certainly has their eyes on a much bigger prize maybe in a month or so.
Absolutely not a breath of wind either.
No, very calm. You know, they adjust the clock here after the timeout. 1:35 now showing with Jefferson County North facing 2nd down and 8, shy of their own 30. Jackson Heights leading this game 28-0. They have scored on their last 4 drives. Elias hands it off. Merrick Knoll, right side run, and gets to the 30 out to the 31, so about 3 yards for Merrick Knoll.
Looks like Jackson Heights going to save the last one.
Well, the clock continues to move at 1:20 and heading south. 3rd down and medium here, 3rd and about 6, maybe 5. Stacy in no hurry.
No, taking plenty of time.
I want to give the ball back to Jackson Heights. Cobras will receive the second half kickoff. As dominant of a team as anybody in 1A, Jackson Heights so far. Looks like they will run out the time and take a timeout. JC and Will. So we're at 49 seconds now and a timeout by the Chargers. And might as well just go ahead and keep it right here. Stay up to date.
That
latest
was,
news, results, and information, MSCSports.net.
That was their last timeout, wasn't it?
Believe so. So JC and out of timeouts. And they're facing third down and about five, maybe six. At their just outside their own 31.
So if they don't pick up the first down, Heights will get the ball back.
Would force potentially another punt and give Jackson Heights a chance to add to this lead. Well, JCN at the beginning of the game got the ball, went three and outs, got it to Jackson Heights, who moved it down the field into JCN territory, but the Chargers defense held and forced a turnover on downs. But from drive two on for Jackson Heights, touchdown, 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 touchdown. And then the JCN drives mixed in there. Punt, turnover on downs, punt, punt.
Yeah, I don't know if we mentioned, but J.W. Moore has come back into the ballgame.
Yes, he has. Yeah. He was a little banged up earlier in the first quarter, and he is back and creating some problems for JCN. Third down and five out of the timeouts. Elias dropping back, dumps it down. He's got his receiver trying to spin away to the 35. That is a pitch and catch to Knoll, and it's going to be short of the first down by about 2 yards, and Jackson Heights will burn their leave their final timeout. So it'll bring up fourth and about two. Again, the timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Full crew, full house on hand. Again, appreciate Ray Penning in studio. We got Asher on behind the camera for the Cobra Channel. We got Zach as well and everyone hanging out with us. Don Wick, having a good time here tonight.
Absolutely. Going to Virginia tomorrow.
Oh, Virginia.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do. Might as well go to Virginia. That's okay. 38 seconds left. Again, I mean, I would have to imagine they come out and punt this one away. Don't think you want to go for it and get it and give Jackson Heights a much shorter field.
Or kick it out of bounds, but then you kick it out of bounds, the clock stops.
Well, Drake Melly's just had three good punt returns
exactly,
in this game, so
exactly.
You probably don't want to allow him to get his hands on one because he can change the field position rather quickly. He had about a 30-yard punt return on one that he dropped.
Two of them he dropped.
Well, he was sensational last year and still only a junior. Leading this charge for a Jackson Heights team that's been number two in the state since about week two.
Looks like they're going for it.
Well, they're not.
Unless they shift back, maybe they'll quick kick it.
Well, let's see what they do. Could be a quick hit. They might be trying to get Jackson Heights to jump here.
Yep.
And it will be a quick kick. Yeah, a little low liner, and it goes right to Mellies. He has a lot of room, 45-50. Hit, but stays on his feet, tripped up at the 40. 30 seconds, and at the JCN 40, that's a 15-yard return. And no timeouts left, but Jackson Heights with a 28-0 lead. Again, getting it after the great punt return and at the 40-yard line of JCN.
Probably at least two plays.
Well, again, no timeouts left.
You got to think it's going to go up.
Four wide receiver set. Holiday, sidecar right. Melly's dropping back. He's right at the midfield stick. He launches it down the right sideline, and it is caught. A diving catch at the 11-yard line by Zeller. What a play, and they got to get up and spike it real quick.
They got to move the chains. Oh, they've started it already.
It's a 29-yard pitch and catch. Clock's at 15 seconds. They get on it quickly, and they do spike it. What a throw, extending the play. Melly's. He's got a lot of time. Credit his offensive line. They are playing well here in the first half. So they spike it, and I think the officials are saying you got to stay on the field. It almost looked like they were trying to take a timeout that they didn't have.
It did.
Boy, how about the play here in the first half by Austin Zeller? He's got catches of 37, 35, and 29. He's also had a run of 15 yards and has found the end zone.
And Height's got an illegal procedure penalty, and I'm sure that's probably because they went to the sidelines.
So the officials talking to the JCN sideline.
Maybe we try a field goal. I guess not.
11 seconds remaining. The ball is at the JCN 11-yard line, trying to add to this big lead here to close out the half. Mellies dropping back, looks left, looks right, and then throws it away. One second left. Wow. That was honestly maybe the quickest 10 seconds I have seen.
Well, they were running it before.
Okay, it did start. So that makes a lot more sense. But now here is a chance for three. Jan Ludwig. He is 1 for 2 on field goal attempts this year. This one
25?
Will be. This will be roughly 25, maybe 26 yards. Right side hash, line drive kick, and
good.
He drills it. His second field goal of the year. His first went for 32, that one for 26, and that closes out the half as Jackson Heights scoring on their last five possessions. And they lead it here at Jefferson County North, 31-0. Our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Talk about it after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all creative creatures. Bring your imagination and help us spookify the sidewalks of Hiawatha's Town Square for Halloween. Hiawatha's Gian Bank is again hosting a Halloween sidewalk chalk competition on the north side of the square. Artists of all ages are welcome to participate on Halloween Day at 3:30 p.m. Chalk will be provided with the judging concluding at 4:30 p.m. Please join us on Halloween at 3:30 for this year's Halloween Sidewalk Chalk Competition.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Houlton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Houlton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dominant first half for number 2 ranked Jackson Heights, looking to finish the regular season undefeated. They lead here at Jefferson County North, 31-0 here at the half, scoring on their last five possessions, and they get a field goal as time expired from 26 yards to again make it a 31-0 score at the half. Full house, full crew on hand, late October evening as we wrap up the regular season here tonight. District championship in line for Jackson Heights with the win, the NEKL champs as well. These two teams split the league championship last year, but Jackson Heights trying to close it out, win it outright, get themselves ready for the postseason.
Yeah, that last year I had, you know, too bad they didn't play each other. I think I know what would have happened if they had played each other, but yeah, they didn't. And you can just play who's on your schedule. You've got no hand in that. I know the big thing now is when you got to think about Jackson Heights, when do they pull the plug on the kids? When do they get those guys out?
They have had plenty of games this year where they have gotten some younger kids involved in the second half.
And that's a big deal. And then, okay, everybody held their breath when Moore went down there in the second quarter. And we've been injury-free for the most part all year. And if you're going to make a run at a 1A school, you have to be. You've got to be injury-free.
And 1A is going to be a fun playoff race to watch. Jackson Heights, again, dominating Jefferson County North here, 31-0. They had six first-half drives, did the Cobras. They turned it over on downs on their very first drive, but four straight touchdown drives after that, and then again getting it at the 40 of JCN in the final 30 seconds, ultimately settling for a 26-yard field goal as time expired. But again, Jefferson County North, there were a few times in the first half they had some big plays, a couple of bad penalties kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit. They've had a couple of chunk plays, but when it comes down to it, it's just so hard to be consistent and move it consistently against this defense.
Yeah, a chunk play is one thing, but what happened on the next one and the one after that? You know, they complete a couple of long passes. A quarterback did a nice job of rolling and keeping the football, but you got to maintain. You know, you've got to keep the Jackson Heights offense off the field, and that's a big deal. It really is.
Our halftime coverage again brought to you by Highland at Community College. We'll go through some of the first half numbers after a timeout as we continue on. Jackson Heights 31 and Jefferson County North nothing. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
I'm Dr. Jimenez, and I want to take a moment to talk to you about breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time to remind everyone that early detection saves lives. Breast cancer is one of the most common cancers among women, but with regular screenings like mammograms, we can catch it early when it's most treatable. If you're 40 or older, or if you have a family history of breast cancer, talk to your doctor about when to get started screening. Here at Holton Community Hospital, we're proud to offer a range of breast cancer services, all available close to home. Whether it's screening, diagnosis, or treatment, our dedicated team is here to support you every step of the way.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. it takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Time continues on here. It's brought to you by Highland at Community College, Jefferson County North. Some struggles here in the first half. Number two-ranked Jackson Heights leading the Chargers 31-0 as we go through some of the first half numbers here, unofficial stats here in the first half. We'll start with Jackson Heights. And quarterback Drake Mellies, I mean, not incredibly efficient in the air, just 3 of 8 passing, but 101 yards, all three of those completions to Austin Zeller. So he had gains of 29, 35, and 37, one of which found the end zone. But Mellies does also have 10 carries for 119 yards and a touchdown as well. Titus Eisenbarth scored the first touchdown of the game. Pretty quiet after that, 5 carries, 63 yards, and that first quarter touchdown. And we mentioned Austin Zeller. I mean, he's been statistically a little quiet this season, but this has to be maybe his best game of the year so far. 3 catches for 101 yards and a touchdown. They're just kind of doing it with a multitude of different guys.
And probably another one he should have caught.
Yeah, for sure.
Was that the first play of the game? Might have been the first play of the game.
The first drive of the game. He had one right down the middle, and it was put on a rope. But Zeller's made some big plays. He had a big 15-yard run on an end-around as well. And, again, Mellies getting a lot of guys involved. But outside of Mellies, it's been Zeller and Eisenbarth. We haven't seen much of Cade Holliday. He's just got 1 carry in the first half. But, obviously, he's a big key as well and just pretty much spread around. But Mellies has thrown for over 100 yards. He has also rushed for over 100 yards in the first half. Now for Jefferson County North, Will Elias, 7 of 12 passing, 49 yards. He had seven carries and 31 rushing yards. Andrew Baker had a couple of catches for 37 yards as well, and just not much going in the running game. As I mentioned, Elias, 31 rushing yards. Merrick Knoll, who's had close to 600 yards coming into this game, he was held to 8 carries for 15 yards. We've talked about the defensive stats for Jackson Heights. They only allow 52 rushing yards a game and 77 total yards allowed a game. So every team they have played, it is just a struggle to move the ball.
Well, think about this for a minute. They score quick, so the other team has the ball a lot.
Right. You get a lot of chances.
Yeah, they get a lot of chances. And the defense is so good, they can't maintain drives, give it back to them. The other thing, at the end of these games, the stats are a little misleading because the leading ball carrier might have 6 carries.
Right.
You know, there's a dominant back they give to 15, 20 times a game. Very, very balanced.
And how is it, do you think, when you go up against Jackson Heights, you blink, you look at the scoreboard, it's 21-0 in the first quarter, and then all of a sudden the opposite coach has to completely go away from the game plan, and that just, you know, pretty much kind of changes everything.
Yeah, then you try to salvage it. You know,
right.
Okay, we don't want to throw. We've been successful throwing. We don't want to throw because it stops the clock. We want to keep the clock running so their offense is not on the – you just got to pick your poison because it's – they've been very successful in every phase of the game, offensively and definitely defensively.
Both teams had 6 offensive drives in the first half, 4 touchdown drives and a field goal drive for Jackson Heights. JCN and their 6 drives, 5 punts and 1 turnover on downs. That equals a 31-0 Jackson Heights lead as we continue here at the half. We'll take another timeout. We'll try to get some scores from around the area, let you know some other games that are going on as well. But right now, Jefferson County North trailing Jackson Heights 31-0. We're back right after this.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at holthouseautohouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
Rebate offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jackson Heights leading at Jefferson County North, 31-0 here at the half. Again, our halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. We've got a couple of scores that we can throw out there. Of course, we got our networks rocking and rolling here tonight. Axel and Frankfurt. Axel, of course, the storyline there, trying to go for the four-peat championship, continue that winning streak, and, well, it looks like they're well on their way to do so. Late first half, they were up 60-24 on the road at Frankfurt. Troy and Moorhill Mount Academy, the last update we had there, that's our feature game on Care 93.7. That is Troy leading the Ravens 20-6. District championship on the line at Riverside, and it's Centralia leading that game at the half by a score of 20-0. And then our game on the Hiawatha Channel featuring the Redhawks and Perry LeCompton, two teams that are in the postseason, but the winner of that game will get the 3 seed out of that district. The loser will be the 4 seed. Right now, the Redhawks have a 20-14 halftime lead over the Cause. Our score updates are brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. Well, the second half is coming up next. Jackson Heights leading at JCN 31-0, and our second half coverage starts right after this.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Muse. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
If you feel like you're just a number at your current bank and want a more personal banking experience, this is your sign to choose the Farmer State Bank. I'm Hannah Deegan, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at Farmer State Bank. We are happy to help any small businesses, local clubs, or school organizations to get set up with checking, savings, or money market accounts.
making it easy to choose Farmer State Bank as your community bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Full house, packed crew on hand. Ray Penning, appreciate Asheron. Zach here with the Cobra Channel. Don Wick alongside. Brandon Tama with you. Jackson Heights leading Jefferson County North 31-0 as we get set to start the third quarter. Jackson Heights will get the ball to start the second half. What's kind of the rundown here? What do you expect to see from both sides in the second half?
A little bit of the same. I think Heights is probably in a position they want to show some stuff. Just get something on film for future opponents to see. And or maybe they just come out and go just as basic as you can be. They may do that too. You missed the score that I had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Smith Center beat Syracuse 58-0. I know nobody back here cares about that. But Smith Center left at 9:30 this morning.
Oh, my goodness. That is.
These guys back here, they have no idea how nice they are. You could roll out of bed and walk to the game just about.
Yeah, once we get to the playoffs and certain – so we've had a couple teams make some long trips. Atchison last week, they had to go 3.5 hours down to Parsons. And definitely, and once you get to the playoffs, yeah, that could – you can quickly have a four-hour trip real quick before you kind of realize it. But
heck, the game, it was in mountain time zone.
That's pretty incredible if you think about it. Here we go, start of the second half. Jackson Heights will field the kick here out to the 25-30, and the ball comes out, but it rolls out of bounds. Maybe our eighth fumble tonight, but yet no one from the opposite side has picked up one of those dropped fumbles.
That was Eisenbark on the return. He fumbled. Luckily, the ball did roll out of bounds on about, what, 33-yard line.
So right about there, Jackson Heights again scoring on 5 of 6 drives in the first half, and they started here up 31-0 here. Now they operate right to left here in quarter number 3, first and 10 at their own 33. Ball on the near side hash. Here's that tight set we've seen on multiple occasions. Now Lee's under center, doesn't do it a whole lot. Takes the snap, toss right. This is Zeller. He's had a big night so far. A late flag comes in. He gets up to the first down. But that seems to be in the vicinity of a potential hole.
I'd say that's 100% correct.
Thrown into the pile.
Yep.
I think Jackson Heights already knew it. They're heading in the opposite direction. They were only penalized, or I should say, only 3 total penalties accepted in that first half. That's the second on Jackson Heights.
This is the thing. You get them behind the sticks. You can't keep them behind the sticks. That's what's so difficult about this team.
Well, that's last touchdown drive that made it 28-0. JCN got them to 2nd and 20 after a hold penalty, and Melly's then on 2nd and 20, scampered for 15 to make it 3rd and 5, and then he ran for 7 after that to move the chains. And games like this, when you get a team like that behind like that, you got to convert and get some stops. But as you mentioned, it really hasn't mattered a ton. But now it's going to bring up 1st and 20. Melly's left side keeper. He's got a lot of green grass. He's going to make a man miss. Beautiful cut. 40, 45, 50 down the left sideline. This could be a track race, and it's going to be won by Drake Melly's. That's a 77-yard touchdown run. Near side, untouched the entire way.
And
goodness.
Zeller did a great job. He didn't block once. He blocked 2 or 3 times going down the field.
What?
Wow.
A strike to start the second half. Well, the first play, they get called for a hold. They get backed up to the 23. And just a simple quarterback run, left side of the line. And 77 yards later, Drake Melly's has made it 37-0. That is his third touchdown here tonight. And the extra point try. Taking a little bit to get there. And it looks like, I don't even think the officials were even turned around to watch, but
was there one back there?
There's one back there who saw it, but it is good, and it's 38-0, Jackson Heights. That took all of 27 seconds off the clock here in the third quarter. 77-yard by Drake Melly's. It's all Jackson Heights. We're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, two plays. It's all it took, and the first play didn't even count. Drake Mellies, after a holding penalty by Jackson Heights on their opening play of the second half, they get dropped back to the 23, and very next play, Drake Mellies, left side run, untouched the entire way, 77 yards down the near sideline. And just like that, 38-0, they have scored on six consecutive drives.
Now he kicks it deep.
We have seen all types of kicks, and that one lands into the end zone for a touchback.
He's kicked off tonight about every way you can imagine. And that one, I think he could do that all the time.
It's nice to have maybe a luxury like that.
Oh, isn't it?
Well, JCN, they just got to find some positivity here. They'll start at their own 20 after the touchback. But again, six first-half drives, five punts, and a turnover on downs. Now let's see if they can get something going down. Now 38-0 here, 27 seconds into this third quarter. Here is Elias. Run between the tackles, and he is spun up. The ball is out. Another fumble. And if it's gone anyway, the night has been going in that regard, it's going to be recovered by JCN. And it appears that it was.
That's an unbelievable stat.
And we're probably eight or nine fumbles, maybe combined.
All recovered by the team that fumbled.
Yeah, that is 100% factual, and that's going to be a loss of about five. So, again, could have been near disaster. Now it's going to bring up second down and 15 at the 15. Well, it's been tough sledding tonight for JCN, but all opponents.
Ooh,
for Jackson Heights.
Procedure. Here's that out again.
Screen to the near side, not much. Across the 15, a few yards there. That is Wyatt Burke, who makes his eighth catch of the season. That one for maybe 3 or 4 yards. Third and 11 to go. They give him about four.
That's been successful every time they've ran that little out.
Yeah, they've run it couple times to Baker. Also, Brody Van Dyke has had a couple catches on a similar route. So third down and 12. So officially three there. Now
better get a timeout. Yeah.
Miscommunication here. Trying to get everybody set. JCN has to burn a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Yeah, just miscommunication and forcing a timeout. I'm sure Coach Schneider not pleased with the execution there. And just trying to find some positives here in the second half. And obviously this JCN team will have an opportunity in the playoffs. But
hey, just,
Jackson Heights team has been very good.
Just maintain the football. Pick up first downs. Keep their offense off the field.
Try to get some drives.
Yeah, maybe something positive happens in the end.
They've had a couple chunk plays tonight. They had a big pass play in the first half. Elias found Andrew Baker on a big third down play that went for 28 yards. They've had some good runs. Elias had a scamper for 20, so they've been able to get a few chunk plays here and there, but it's just finishing and executing. And you get it once here and there. You got to get it a little more than that. And now having to burn a timeout here 57 seconds into the third quarter.
Everything for this team this year is a learning experience. I mean, you have to take it that way. And they're in the playoffs. That's great.
Yeah, with 32 total players, 15 of which are freshmen and 9 of which are sophomores. This is certainly, again, a young roster. They do got a few seniors and juniors scattered, but heavy dose of underclassmen. Now Elias in trouble, and he is going to be able to get rid of it before getting sacked inside the 5. Jackson Heights defense has a couple of sacks here tonight.
Yeah, Austin Zeller had a hold of him right before he got rid of the football.
Well, there was a chance. Well, the way he kind of went at him, it's probably a good thing he didn't, because that was up close around the collar, maybe, from the backside. So applying the pressure and forcing an incomplete pass, and now it's 4th and 12.
And once again, it stops the clock.
So JCN will punt this one away. Jackson Heights leading 38-0 early third. They have scored on six consecutive drives, and that punt
almost blocked.
Nearly blocked.
Might have got a piece of it.
It does take a JCN bounce right around midfield.
And guess who it was on the punt pressure? 23.
Zeller.
Yeah.
He's had a heck of a night. Yeah, it looked like he might have got a paw in there.
The way it came out kind of funny.
It did take a JC in bounce and rested out near sideline at the 49 of Jackson Heights. So now Drake Melly's one carry here in the second half. He took it 77 yards. And now drive number two here for the Cobras. 10:49 to go, third quarter. Cobras leading 38-0.
Back in the bone.
A little flinch up front, but now Melly's looking to the far sideline. Cobras from right to left. Here's the snap.
Fullback.
There's Holiday.
There's Holiday.
We haven't seen him much tonight. Just his second carry, and he's into Jefferson County North Territory to about the 46 for a gain of about 5.
You know, I worked under a coach a few years back and ran the belly, and his philosophy was, you know, if we get 3-3-3-3-3-3, it's a first down.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, and so the fullback might, we were talking about number of carries, the fullback might carry the ball 25 times a game.
Cade Holiday, just his second carry tonight. He has gotten 9 yards out of those two carries he came into tonight, averaging 11 yards per carry on the season. Second down, short 5, shy of the 45 of JCN. Chest high snap, Eisenbarth on the give. Trying to stiff arm a man, he does successfully, gets outside and slides right at about the first down stick.
He slipped down. That's the second time we've had players slip. I don't believe there's moisture out there, do you think?
It's nice plush grass trying to make a cut. Looks like just enough for a Cobras first down. The near side official saying, yep, that's a first down. I'm sure. Well, the referee farthest away is signaling first down, and the other two closest to the line are not sure. Now there's the first down.
Thank you very much.
So, and Eisenbarth, who had 5 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown in the first half.
Just not very often does the first tackler bring him down. I mean, that, oof.
5'9", 170. He had missed all of last year after breaking his hand in the jamboree.
There's Holiday.
Here's Holiday now. He's got blockers out in front. There he goes, and he is going to find the end zone. Incredible blocking to open up the hole for Cade Holiday, and it's a 41-yard touchdown, his fifth of the year. Goodness.
Big chunks.
Boy, heavy credit, not only to the offensive line, but these receivers on the outside as well. There's a lot of green grass. And Holiday, his third carry of the night, goes for 41 yards and finds the end zone. As the extra points is up and good. 45-0, Jackson Heights. 9:19 to go in the third. We'll step aside for a timeout. We got more right after this here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How about Cade Holiday getting in the book here tonight? 41-yard scamper by Holiday. 45-0 Jackson Heights. They have run, what, 5 plays here in the third quarter and have found the end zone on 2 long touchdown runs.
Yeah, big chunks. And I don't know, will we get continuous now, 45?
I think we get to the fourth quarter, I believe.
Unless they agree, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, because we've had it every game, except the first one at halftime. They've started running a whole second half.
Well, Zeller doing a little bit of everything tonight. He's carried the rock. He's caught some passes, kicking it off here for Jackson Heights. Kicked it deep last time. Does so again here. Got to hope that gets
better
to the end zone.
Better get in there.
And it does. Boy, that's solid right there. And
he's running me now.
Okay. Yep. So it appears the clock is on the move. Here in the third quarter, boy, Jackson Heights, it has been an impressive and dominant season. And they came into tonight outscoring their opponents 400-15, and now it is 445-15.
I suppose JCN might have had the situation last year where your starters need the play, but then games get shorter. You got to get your JV in.
Right.
And someday they're going to have to play four quarters.
Baker in motion from right to left. Elias on the option left. Keeps it himself.
Got
a has
seam.
A nice run.
Yeah, got a seam.
Positive yards on first down. That's been a struggle for JCN tonight. And that time, a good run there. Option left for about five. And second down and medium coming up. Elias again at 31 yards rushing in the first half. And he adds to it with five there.
He finds a seam on that option. That, you know, maybe the pitch isn't there.
Well, I think the tackling for Jackson Heights
yeah.
has been really, really good. They don't allow the opposition to break many off and get you down pretty quick. Second and five, the 25.
Here it comes again.
Option right. There's the pitch, and maybe he shouldn't have pitched it. It's a big loss. Merrick Knoll dropped all the way back to the 19. That's a loss of six.
That was almost a pass. Not so sure he didn't pass it forward.
Well, they were near pretty evened up with each other, but kind of a late pitch. But that just the pursuit by the Jackson Heights defense, just a lot of speed on that side of the ball.
That's probably the reason he hasn't been pitching.
You know, we saw a couple times in the first half where it looked like he should have maybe pitched it, kept it, would end up losing a couple yards, but that time he pitched it. It didn't even matter because Jackson Heights was all over it. Third down and 11, back to the 19. Clock is moving here in the third quarter, 45-0 Jackson Heights. Elias will throw it to the far side. It is caught. Minimal gain at best. Mellies rips him down.
And there's a flag.
And
again,
we've got some hankies on the field.
Again, area of holding.
Van Dyke was the receiver on the catch there that just went for 2 yards, but...
I think they declined.
You think they probably declined the penalty. It'll be fourth and long.
Yeah.
I think they will decline it. Don't understand why they wouldn't.
Yeah.
And again, it appears we are on the running clock here in the second half, so we'll cruise along here. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Jackson Heights trying to cap off an undefeated regular season. As they lead it here at JCN 45-0. And JCN set to punt it away.
Close to being blocked again. Oh, we lost it.
And Jackson Heights fumbling the punt. And Eisenbarth, finally we get a turnover on a fumble. We've had about 10 fumbles in the game, and finally the opposition jumping on one.
That was a terrible choice by Titus. I think he knew as soon as he tried to go back and get it, he'd made a bad mistake.
So a turnover by Jackson Heights, so JCN will get it now at their own 48. And the clock is moving, 45-0 Jackson Heights. And we mentioned we've seen a lot of balls on the turf, but that's the first one picked up by the opposition. Just a little shot in the arm for JCN. Here's Elias on a left side run, spins through the line of scrimmage and gets into Jackson Heights territory to about the 48 for a gain of 4. So any positive momentum that you can find, JCN certainly trying to do it here after recovering a fumble on the muff punt.
You got about 5.
Second down.
Long 5. He left.
Call it about 6 at the 48. Ball closer to the near side hash. Chargers moving in the quarter from left to right. Elias, a couple of backs with him. Van in motion here to the near side. He drops back. He will take a shot near side. Overthrows Baker. Incomplete.
Terrible mismatch on the outside. Of course, he'd have a mismatch probably with every D-back he goes up against.
That is a big body out there. Andrew Baker, the senior, came in with 6 catches. He had a couple in the first half. Had a big one for 28 yards.
And Titan Eisenbark within the coverage. And
it seems like most of the passing plays we have seen by JCN, the targets, I felt like have had multiple white jerseys around. I feel like there are always two defenders roughly in the area for Jackson Heights.
And most of the passes have come out here to the Jackson Heights left defensive side.
Third down and six inside the midfield stripe at the 48. Elias, play action, another dump, and it was tipped, and it is still caught, but short of the first down at the 45. Mellies with a heck of a tackle on Wyatt Burke, who made the catch, and it's fourth and three.
Now, I think it was Eisenbart that thought he might have picked that thing off, and it looked like he did get a finger on it.
Yeah, he might have kind of changed the trajectory of the ball, but nice coordination there by Wyatt Burke to pull it in, but now it's going to bring up fourth down and three at the 45. Running clock here in the third, down to 3.5 minutes. Jackson Heights in control, 45 to nothing. Now we get a whistle and a timeout by JCN. So the Chargers burn their second timeout here in the half. They got fourth and three coming up. We'll take a tight 30. We're back right after this.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dominant night here for Jackson Heights, trying to close out an undefeated regular season, leading here at Jefferson County North 45 to nothing at 3:25 to go in this third quarter of play. Drake Mellies with a 77-yard touchdown run on the second play of the second half, and then not long after that, Kate Holliday got in the books, a 41-yard touchdown run. It was 31-0 at the half, and now 45-0. JCN has already burned their second time out here in the quarter and now face a fourth down and three at the Jackson Heights 45. They have gotten to this point because Jackson Heights turned it over on a muffed punt. Let's see if they can execute a fourth and three. Both these teams, of course, have secured spots in the playoffs. Jackson Heights on their way to the district championship. Man in motion, Van Dyke. Near side to far side, Elias will throw, has Baker and a reliable target with a big play, and a first down for JCN to the 28-yard line. There's a nice pitch and catch to Baker.
Ian Allen comes up limping on that play. He's going to come out of the game.
Man, I would just think that they would try to get big number 87 the ball a little bit more. That is a nice target to have across the middle of the field, and on fourth and three, they find him for a big carry. Inside the Jackson Heights 30.
You better know where he's at all the time.
So a fresh set of downs for JCN. Ball's at the 28 of the Cobras. Near side hash. Chargers trying to find a little momentum here in the second half. Chest high snap. Right side run. Merrick Knoll. It's past the initial phase of the defensive line and dropped after just a short gain of about 2 yards. So second down and eight, shy of the Jackson Heights 25, near side hash, 2:20, clock moving, third quarter. Cobras leading 45 to nothing. Of course, you look at the four teams that are advancing out of this number three district. Of course, these two teams here tonight, plus McClough and Onega, as those teams are into the postseason, but still determining seeding because of tonight's action. Pleasant Ridge, Valley Falls, two teams eliminated. Here's Elias dropping back, near side shot into coverage, and an interception dropped. And that was not Titus, but Titan Eisenbarth. Boy, had it in his hands at about the 2-yard line and dropped what would have been an interception. Instead, it's going to bring up third down. And Titan does have an interception this year, would have been his second. And we got the running clock here in the second half. Third down coming up here at the Jackson Heights 25. Third down and seven. It will send two wide receivers to the left, plus you got the tight end Baker tucked up in the slot. He'll block. They want a screen to him, but it's defended well. Now they try to get it to him, and it's knocked away incomplete by Titus Eisenbarth. Boy, good job there by Will Elias to keep that play alive. That was nearly completed, but again, you have Titus coming in late to knock it away. So after the incompletion, fourth down. Well, you saw it right after the snap. They were setting up that screen for Baker from the left side slot, just right over the middle of the field, and Elias had to scramble to his right, which brought the screener to his right and tried to throw it late, and again, good defense there by Eisenbart. So fourth down and seven. Final 30 seconds here in the third quarter, running clock. Elias takes the snap, spinning it a couple times in his hands, throws it across the middle, and it's incomplete. Nearly intercepted again, and that'll be a turnover on downs. I'm just trying to force the issue a little bit, and had an opportunity after the turnover on the muffed punt, and now Jackson Heights will take over as we approach the end of the third quarter, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. Running clock in effect. Jackson Heights in control. 45-0 they lead at Jefferson County North. Fourth quarter action is coming your way next.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jackson Heights, 12 minutes away from capping off an undefeated regular season. They lead here at Jefferson County North, 45-0. They got two more touchdowns in the third quarter, 77-yard run by Drake Mellies, and then a 41-yard run by Kate Holliday. JCN right before the end of the third turned it over on downs, and Jackson Heights will take over to start the fourth with a running clock in effect. Another tight set here. Melly's still in at quarterback. Bakes, runs it left, has a first down and more. 40 and out near the 45. Just another swift and smooth run out to the 43.
I lost the ball on that one.
That's a gain of 18 yards for Melly's. And another first down. Well, I'm very intrigued to see what this Jackson Heights team can do in the postseason. Now, when you look at the schedule, you know, McLouth, you know, is a 5-win team, but they haven't been incredibly tested. Riverside was a good team they beat in week one. Riverside is 6-1 going into tonight. Another flag is in after a run into JCN territory, but it all could be coming back. There's a nice run there by Zeller, but
gotta
it will come back. It will be. Third penalty against Jackson Heights. We haven't had a ton of penalties in this game, but all three against Jackson Heights have been holds. Again, just going back to where I kind of left off with the Cobras again, they played Riverside. That was a one-score game in the second half, but I know Riverside had some late turnovers in that one that led to some short fields and ultimately ended in a 35-7. Jackson Heights win, but then they won four straight in shutout fashion over Moore Hill, Horton, McLouth, and Pleasant Ridge. Onega scored a touchdown on them, but that was a 64-8 final, and then Boy Valley Falls, 74-0 last week. That's what Jackson Heights did to Valley Falls, and now right now leading JCN 45-0. Oh, good play on defense here for JCN.
Great play.
And that was well played by Trevor Kelly. Boy, read that play well, and that's a loss.
I'd say somebody missed a block.
Signed a little end around there.
I don't think
to lose yards.
I don't think he was touched.
So that's going to be a loss of about four.
And Jackson Heights not way behind the sticks, which they've recovered every time so far tonight.
So far tonight, they certainly have, but Running clock in effect here in the fourth quarter. Under 9:40 to go. 45-0 Jackson Heights. Here's a belt-high snap. Standing tall, firing one deep down the left sideline. Coming back and incomplete. On the coverage was Elias. And it was Titus Eisenbarth, the intended receiver. One of those plays, we've seen kind of the short throws where the receiver has to come back to the ball, but that time Elias played it well. So third and 24 after the incomplete pass. Well, again, Jackson Heights in the playoffs will have to go on the road more than likely, depending on the outcomes tonight. Baker standing up on the defensive end. He drops back in coverage. Mellies now just lobs one over the middle. It is caught by Holiday. And on third and a mile long, they get the first down. Third and 24, they gain about 27 on a pitch and catch to Cade Holiday. Goodness.
Can't keep him behind the sticks.
When you think you got him,
you don't.
It's just and I mean, that was just a little lob, maybe 10 yards past the line of scrimmage over the middle of the field, and Holiday just took it the rest of the way for the first down. So inside the 45 of JCN, first and 10, about 8 minutes to go, clock moving. Mellies again, stutters, spins, and dives forward, and gains positive yards to about the 39, so a gain of about 5, maybe 6, as his strong night continues. Mellies over 1,800 scrimmage yards and 27 touchdowns last year. And he's got 4 total touchdowns here tonight, which gives him 23 on the season. Another right side run.
Eisenbarth
to the 35. They stop forward progress there, so a gain of 4, and it's going to bring up 3rd down and 1. Running clock in effect. We're at 7:20.
Okay, hi everybody. I would like to announce our two-second winners. We have Taylor.
So 3rd down and 1 here at the 35.
Thank you.
Jackson Heights trying to put the finishing touches on this one here tonight. Ball between the hash marks. They go left to right. We see the bunched up formation again. Melly's under center. Fakes. Option right. Stutters. Late pitch. That's Zeller. Has a first down inside the 30. And being dragged down for a couple of extra yards, maybe to the 27. So a first down run there.
He's had a nice game.
Yeah, Zeller's been solid for sure. He has had a nice night. And when he gets the ball in his hands, he is productive. He had 3 catches for 101 yards in the first half, including a touchdown. First down and 10 inside the JCN 30. 6.5 minutes to go, clock moving. 45-0 Jackson Heights. Melly's in the gun. Belt tie snap. Holiday the give. Gets a good block. Cuts in between the block. Now gets outside another block and slips and falls inside the 20. And that appears to be right at about the first down number.
Yeah, Holiday a little more action second half.
Yeah, just 1 carry for Holiday in the first half. But he had a big touchdown run in the third and had that big 27-yard catch just a moment ago on 3rd and 24. But he's going to be shy of the first down at 2nd and 1, so he picked up 9. Well, Jackson Heights will be at home next week for the first round of the playoffs. JCN appears to be on the road next week. Just a straight dive up the middle. Holiday again, and somehow he skirts into the end zone. 18-yard run for Cade Holiday. He finds pay dirt for the 2nd time in this half.
Great dive out of that full house or that wishbone set. First option's the fullback and brought about 6.
It seems to be, and he was probably touched, but a straight dive, you should be touched, but it looked almost untouched.
You'd think so.
The blocking's been great tonight.
Yep.
Cade Holiday dominating this second half, and another PAT up and good, and it's now a 52-0 Jackson Heights lead. We'll step aside for a timeout. More after this here on KNZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jackson Heights trying to put this game away. 5.5 minutes to go. Running clock here in the fourth quarter. Another touchdown for Cade Holiday, his second here in the half, and his sixth rushing touchdown on the year. 18 yards out on a simple dive play. Extra point good. 52-0 Jackson Heights. Impressive night.
Very impressive.
Chargers, again, a youthful team after making that run to the state title game a year ago. Using a heavy senior class, they're still going to have a 5-3 regular season. They'll finish 4-3 in league play, 3-2 in district play. Here's J.C. and on the return, straight up the middle, a lot of room, 40, 45, another move to midfield, and a good kickoff return here for Jefferson County North. Believe Christopher Knoll. So out to the Jackson Heights 49.
Five minutes to go.
So again, a running clock in effect. It'll go by rather swiftly. Both these teams just at this point want to keep everyone injury-free and fresh for the opening round of the playoffs next week. Jake and Boz on the Scoreboard Show will certainly keep you kind of up to date on how everything's looking going into next week. But Jackson Heights will be the district champs, and we'll have a favorable first-round matchup next week. They try to make a deep run here. Elias, his pass is tipped and nearly intercepted by Sir Peak off the deflection. Peak had a sack in the first half, and he has been a menace on that defensive line.
Yeah, he had a pick six a couple weeks ago on just a play just about like that.
Does have a defensive touchdown with an interception. He leads the team in fumble recoveries. And also had 26 tackles coming in, but had a big sack in the first half. Almost deflected one to himself right there, so second down and 10. Under 4 minutes. Jackson Heights with an incredibly dominant regular season. They're capping it off here tonight with another big win. Elias back to pass. He wants a shot. Lobs it right side. Leaping in out of the hands. Incomplete. And a near great catch on the far side of the field. It appeared to be Van Dyke, the freshman, on the receiving end. But, again, two white jerseys around him.
Yep.
Feels like every receiver is double covered.
Holiday did a good job coming over from a safety spot. Got there just at the right time.
So now the clock, of course, continuing to run. It's under 3:20. 3rd and 10 at the 49. They got a good kickoff return from Christopher Knoll, and they have not moved it on the first two plays, still at the 49. Speaking of Knoll, he'll line up lone receiver left. And a tight end tucked up there left as well. That's Burke. Receiver to the right. Elias takes the snap. Has time. He wants to take a shot down the middle of the field. It's a jump ball tipped and nearly intercepted. It's incomplete. They were looking for Baker.
He was pretty well covered that time.
There were five white jerseys around him that time. Well, at this point, take a shot. Why not? Try to make a play happen. And 4th down and 10, running clock at 2:35. Stick around for the post-game show. We'll break it down for you and get you some stats and highlights from this game and get you off to the Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz after that. But at this point, Jackson Heights have outscored their opponents 452-15 this season. I mean, that is just a staggering number as Jackson Heights is going to take a timeout, which stops the clock at 2:09. So we'll step aside as well, a quick 30-second timeout. We'll wrap it up. Final 2:09 right after this here on KNZN.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton, our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 209 left in this one. Jackson Heights 52, Jefferson County North nothing. Is JCN out of the timeout. Fourth down and 10, just inside midfield at the Jackson Heights 49. Running clock has been in effect here in the second half as Elias takes the fourth down snap, now having to scramble a little bit, gets through the initial line. He stays behind the line, now decides to run, and he's not going to get there. He's forced out of bounds after probably a medium gain of about 5 yards, but it'll be a turnover on downs, and I would have to imagine Jackson Heights can about run this thing out here in about two or three snaps worth and get themselves ready for a postseason run. Dominant performance here tonight across the board. And Jackson Heights appears to be going to the victory formation, rightfully so. Final 90 seconds, ball at the 45. Mellies again will take a snap, take a knee. Do that one or two more times.
Start the bus.
Start the bus. A little chilly, get it warm. Not too bad, though. Well, again, just as we're running out the final 50 seconds or so, I mean, JCN had some promise early in the game. They forced a turnover on downs. They had a couple of chunk plays, but, man, once Cobras got that offense going, and they got short fields, too. That's the thing. They didn't really have many drives where they had to go full length of the field.
How many times were they way behind the sticks?
Quite a few times.
It didn't make any difference.
A couple of key penalties, yeah. But just did not matter, and that's another knee by Mellies, and
that should do it.
I think we will go ahead and end this ball game as both teams head to their respective sidelines. The handshakes are on the way, and Jackson Heights finishing off 2024 with an undefeated regular season. They finish 8-0, and Jefferson County North, they will head into the playoffs with a record of 5-3. Final score, 52-0. Our postgame show is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Houlton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our three locations on the Houlton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster, Ford, and Houlton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Houlton.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
I'm Dr. Jimenez, and I want to take a moment to talk to you about breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time to remind everyone that early detection saves lives. Breast cancer is one of the most common cancers among women, but with regular screenings like mammograms, we can catch it early when it's most treatable. If you're 40 or older, or if you have a family history of breast cancer, talk to your doctor about when to get started screening. Here at Holton Community Hospital, we're proud to offer a range of breast cancer services, all available close to home. Whether it's screening, diagnosis, or treatment, our dedicated team is here to support you every step of the way.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
At Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, we're not just your average bank, we're your financial partner for life. Farmers, get ready for a bountiful harvest with our exclusive line of credit tailored just for your operation. We have lenders with personal experience in farming and understand your unique needs. You can visit us in our office or we can come to your farm. Come bank with us, your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it was a dominant effort by Jackson Heights here tonight. Appreciate everyone hanging with us here on 103.9 KNZA, also on the Cobra Channel. Appreciate Zach Asheron as well, Ray Penning in studio. Don Wick was with us, but he is trying to beat the traffic as he is on his way home. Appreciate the color commentary here tonight. But as we got our post-game show here brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estates, and why not? Let's bring Zach in. What's up, man?
Not much. How you been?
Doing a great job with the Cobra Channel, good sir. Obviously, you've been a part of this ride that the Cobras have been on here in 2024. This was my first opportunity to see them this year, but another big win, 52-0. Again, just the stats are out there, and they have done a lot of good work this year, and this team has some bigger prizes on the mind, and they have a chance to make a nice run here in Class 1A.
They do. And, I mean, you see recent wins. See, Valley Falls.
That was 74-0 last week.
74-0. I believe it was a similar outcome against Pleasant Ridge. They are both sitting at 0-7 currently. We'll see those go up to 0-8 or 1-8 either, or 1-7.
Yeah, Pleasant Ridge, Valley Falls, they were both winless going into tonight. But so when you look at it, they entered tonight 400-15, so 452-15 is what Jackson Heights has outscored their regular season opponents, including six shutouts as well. The only three teams to score, Riverside scored seven on them, two teams have only scored on them. Riverside scored seven against the Cobras in week one, and then back in week six, Onega did get a touchdown on the board with eight. So, Jefferson County North, they got the ball first. They had to punt, and then Jackson Heights, their lone drive of the game, outside of the final drive where they took a couple knees to end the game, they scored on every drive after that. Started with a 26-yard run. Titus Eisenbarth gave him a 7-0 lead. That took us into the second quarter. Drake Mellies, his first of many touchdowns tonight, 14-0. Drake Mellies again, 36-yard run, and then would add a pass to Austin Zeller, which covered 35 yards, and then Jan Ludwig added the late first-half field goal, 31-0 at the half, and then the second play from scrimmage in the second half was a Drake Mellies 77-yard run, and then Kate Holliday had a couple of touchdowns, one from 41 yards out and 18 yards out as well. So, again, just a dominant performance here by Jackson Heights as they finish off the regular season undefeated, Northeast Kansas League champions, district champions as well, and now setting their sights again on the playoffs. But tough go here tonight for Jefferson County North. They had 10 drives in the game. 7 punts and 3 turnover on downs. They had a couple of chunk plays, but outside of that, they could not get much going here tonight. All right, let's do our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I'm going to read off a couple numbers here, and Zach, you tell me what you think here. Drake Melly's unofficial stats tonight: 13 carries, 219 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was 4 of 10 passing for 133 yards and a touchdown, so he ran for over 200, threw for over 100, had 4 total touchdowns. Austin Zeller had 3 catches for 101 yards and a score. Titus Eisenbarth, really heavily used in the first half, not so much in the second, but 7 carries, 73 yards and a touchdown. And then Kate Holliday, who had 1 carry for 4 yards in the first half, he had 5 carries, 69 yards, a couple of scores in the second half.
Right. And I see Drake Millie's at the first touchdown of the night, I believe. And then compared to, it took about 7.5 minutes or so to get that first touchdown compared to Valley Falls last week with 53 seconds to get that first touchdown. Quite a difference. You can see that they really had a bit of a struggle at first adapting to a new defense team, as JCN was 5-2 versus playing teams that were closer to the 0-7 mark.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, again, JCN held Jackson Heights to a turnover on downs. Cobra's first possession, they moved it a little bit, but ultimately couldn't convert a 4th and 8. But after that, they had a touchdown, or at least points on every drive until the end of the game, when they got it back off a JCN turnover on downs and would ultimately end the game taking a couple of kneels. But,
right.
You know, Drake Melly's, again, we'll give it his way. I mean, he rushed for over 200 yards. He passed for over 100 yards, so 300-plus total yards of offense and 4 touchdowns. Drake Melly's our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us here. The regular season is done. We now shift our focus to the postseason. Appreciate everyone. Don, Asheron, Zach, Ray in studio. Again, the final score, 52-0, Jackson Heights. They roll Jefferson County North. And stick around. Jake and Boz have the scoreboard show starting in just a little bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland News.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. We'll have clear skies tonight at low around 34. Wave winds out the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Winds will turn to the east on Saturday.